Hello, everybody. This is Jordana Baraja from DrinkItIn_Jordana or JordanaTorah.com. Just wanted to put out there, if you ever want to sponsor a shiur on sheer enjoyment, please email them, go on their website. A lot of great opportunities to sponsor a class for Refuah Shleima, for Yeshua, for Aliyah v'Neshama. And today's class is Wisdom from the Desert, Part 3. And it's always about a focus, a thought, or some wisdom that we learn from the Torah portion. Obviously, we're now in the midst of the desert, and this week's Torah portion is Parshat Shlach. And something that's so beautiful that I come away with from this week's Torah portion is that 12 men go out, seek out, and I think that's also very important if you focus on the language in Sefer Bamidbar. It says latur. It doesn't use the word leragel. Latur means to explore, seek out. Leragel means to spy out. And the Malbim is very specific with the difference between these two words. Latur, when you seek out and explore, you're always exploring and seeking out the good. When you leragel, when you're spying, the Malbim explains, is you're looking lera, you're looking for what's bad. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe sends out these 12 men, he's sending them letov. He's sending them for good. And these men happen to be amazing men. If you look at the list of men, Chazal teach us that the men are written in order of chashivut, in order of importance. And what's interesting is that person number 3 and person number 5 happen to be Kalev and Yehoshua, who come out of the story being the best. So that means there were 2 people greater, and then another 4 people greater than Kalev and Yehoshua that started off on this journey. But when the journey is over, 40 days, and I'm going to repeat that, 40 days later, Kalev and Yehoshua rise above all of them, and something happens to these 10 other men. So we see a transformation in somebody within 40 days, latov, for good, and you can see a transformation of somebody, lera, chas v'shalom, for bad. What I want to talk about is the focus, the perspective that enables or hinders us as people. What do I mean by that? Here they are, these men. We said that they're going out, letov. They're going out on this journey for good. They have a series of 6 questions that Moshe Rabbeinu presents to them. And when they're out on that journey and they seek out and they search out, they come back with this report that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will try to present something to them, and they could have a positive perspective, but unfortunately, they infused their own vision into what they saw, and it came out negative. You know what it reminds me of? Say you get a text from somebody, and let's say you're in a bad mood, and you read that text. When you're reading that text, you're infusing your own emotions into the text, and so you're reading it in such a way. You know, I once played a little text game with a friend of mine. I read it one way, and then my friends read it another way. And it was the same exact words, but it was each person's perspective and tone on how they read it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was presenting this beautiful Eretz Yisrael to the Tarim, to the explorers, to these men. But yet when they saw it with their eyes, they saw it in a negative way. And I think the highlight of that is that when they say it at one point to the people, they say, we saw ourselves as hagavim, we saw ourselves as grasshoppers, and that's how the people saw us. What wisdom right there, everyone. Exactly right there. Drink in that message. The way they perceived themselves, that's exactly how they were seeing that. If I see myself as a strong woman, somebody who is knowledgeable, and I come across that way, you're going to see me that way. I'm not saying that I have to be Guy Vidic. I'm not saying that I have to have this ego, but it's a matter of self-worth. If I am a person of self-worth and I present myself with self-worth, you're going to see me as someone with self-worth. If I walk into a room hunched over, if I feel negative towards myself, I'm giving off these negative vibes. That's how you're going to see me. That's how you're going to view me. What a powerful lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us with the words of these men, that they saw themselves as grasshoppers, and so that's how they were seen. But then comes Kalev. This I love. Kalev says, we can do it. Vayahas Kalev eta'am. It says that he quiets everybody down. And he says, shh, silence the noise in your brain. Silence that noise that's around you. Realize that deep down inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you on this earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you life. You are a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if God says you can do something, we will most definitely do it. Because God is with us. And that's what Kalev says. That's the beauty of Kalev's words to the people. So let's backtrack again. So we have the story of these men, the seekers, the explorers. Their perspective seems to be way off. It then affects how they are seen. And Kalev says, no, get back on track. And within 40 days, things turn around. Now, let's say you have at the very end of the story, the people realize Hashem is going to punish them, and you say, oh, my bad. Okay, we made a mistake. Yes, 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 we want to go. But it was already after the punishment. Those people are called the ma'apilim, the apil la'alot, and they were going up defiantly. That's not a compliment. That's a negative. That they were defiant again against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't understand that now again you're going against Hashem. You know, it's like somebody offers you something and you say, no, I don't want it. Well, the offer's now longer on the table. And they said, no, I want it now. Well, now it's too late. Sometimes there's a concept of timing, realizing it, that there's a time and place for everything. And that's the little end story of the Ma'apilim, to realize that the people lost out. Their timing was off. They're not truly hearing the message. The message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler. And if he says now, it's now. If he says later, it's later. If he says not now, it's not now. If he says it's not later, it's not later. What a powerful set of wisdom that we glean from this week's Torah portion, Parshat Shlach. If you enjoyed this, please feel free to follow me on Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook. Instagram is Jordana, is drinkitin_Jordana. Facebook is Jordana Baruch. If you want to reach out to me with any questions, you could reach out to me at jordanatorah.com or jbaruchav@gmail. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and thank you for joining me for another week of wisdom from the desert. Have a great Shabbat.